Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We have got a chilling show for you today. Chilling. But first, let me introduce you to my main man, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Good day, Pat.
And we've got Brian waiting to pick up the phones because we are going to be opening up the phone lines later on. Today, we have an incredible follow-up show for a lot of reasons. Joining us here today, transphysical phenomena medium, Michael is in the house. Now, Benny, do you remember the last time Michael was here? What happened,
oh,
dude?
Oh, boy, do I.
All right.
Wow, what
Did
a day.
Did we go speechless on the show?
I think I was in panic mode for like a good 15 minutes.
It was
it And that's
was
rare in radio.
Challenging.
Yeah, and that's rare.
Right. And Michael's going to tell us exactly what happened because those are moments that everybody on that saw it on camera, everybody that was watching got to, you know, just clear as day, see what was going on here in the studio. Michael, of course, is said yes to an incredible, incredible commitment in life to create a platform and a vibration where he teaches others how to connect with the ascended masters. So today, you know, beyond the show and beyond connecting with Michael, you know, you all of us will have an opportunity to connect and understand what the Ascended Masters are about. You know, also we'll be talking about some upcoming events that are happening, and we have a T-shirt to give away as well. So we've got a lot going on. We also have a way for you to dial into the show, connect with Michael through our 800 number. We are going to be doing readings, but before we get into that, Michael, I want to welcome you and say Happy New Year. Boy, these have been exciting times, haven't they?
It really has, and thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here today.
It's glad to connect with you again. Now, the last time you and I connected with each other was right before I took off for the East Coast, and I got to experience, you know, the gift of the Masters in person, and maybe later on we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But joining us here today is someone that was part of the last show. Let's talk a little bit about that, Michael. Tell us what happened on the last show and who's here and what you're about to do.
Well, I was really kind of unaware of what was supposed to be happening that day. Came in, you know, talk with you and do some readings and, you know, go on with my day. And you were like in the middle of talking to everybody, and I started feeling this energy and It appeared to you guys like I was choking on something, or I was going to have a heart attack, or whatever.
I literally didn't know. Yeah. Brian and I like had that look in our eye, like, "What do we do?" Like,
we didn't know what he was doing.
No, it was like
we
a deer in headlights.
911.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so, what had happened was a little small vortex opened up underneath my tongue, that brought through.
We have it here.
This stone here. That's probably too far away.
Here, I can grab it.
Benny can grab it. And it'd be good for you to kind of touch that, dude.
Well, I did.
When it popped out. Thank you.
And as that was coming through, I'm being told by my spirit guide, Bobby, that Master Jesus was bringing through this object for a specific individual that would be listening, would be somewhere around the North Seattle area. And the thing was, when I saw the stone, an etheric cord was coming out of it heading that way. It
right.
was going right through the wall.
Right, north.
Yeah, north. And and that this energy was needed to the individual that would receive it, and that they would call on the phone and give it to it, and they'd have some issues, some things to deal with. It has to do with the heart and a path, to put you on a path. And I thought, wow, well, I was a little scared because I wasn't sure how you guys were going to react, because I kind of just blew the whole plans, you know, and but you guys were pretty wonderful about the whole thing.
Yeah, once Sam and Melanie, who are here, right. Once Sam, you know, just tapped me on the shoulder and then walked over next to you and said, well, then we knew, okay, there was nothing for us to do. But there was dead silence on air, which we're not accustomed to.
Well, we're in radio, too, so we know how to tiptoe and dance around
exactly.
situations like that.
Uh-huh.
But this one in particular
was, you know,
amazing.
And again, we've got you on camera.
Right.
And all of that's going on.
How do we explain that to our listeners?
You know, it's like, oh, my God, is he going to, like, drop dead on the Dr. Pat show? And that's actually not
what was happening.
Please no. And then he's like, please no. But that's not what happened. And then the phone rang.
And it's a beautiful thing because, I mean, obviously – you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to have something like that happen or occur. You know, it could be looked upon as a magic trick. It could be looked upon many different ways. I look upon it as what it is, and it's a gift from the divine spirits that are around us all the time that help us and guide us. They don't interfere with our free will, but they are there kind of nudging us along the way as we go through our life. And I believe that, and I was talking to Linda here a little bit ago about the idea of just a little bit something tangible to have on you to remind you of the message and the direction to the path to take.
Well,
which would be this object.
Well, and by the way, Lori, you mean, right?
Oh, Lori, sorry.
Yeah, but you've been talking to Linda too. Because
yes.
Linda, my producer, is so zoomed in on this. I actually brought my Ruby back, and we'll talk about that later,
okay.
to show her. Because I tried to explain this, and I'm going to actually talk about this later. I tried to explain this. Two things I think Benny and I were acutely aware of on that day. And Lori, I don't know if you were watching on the webcam or not.
I didn't get to the webcam.
Okay, but you were listening to the show. And first of all, the phone rang. Lori was the first caller. Tell everybody where you live or where you were calling from.
Yeah, I live in North Seattle.
Right. Do you remember what you said when you called into the show that day?
I just said that I had just had such an urge to call.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as this happened.
Yeah.
And I was just kept thinking, well, why do I have such an urge to call?
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Yeah. We get callers from all over.
And I did explain to Lori the urge, and that was that cord that come from the gemstone into her body. It went right into her heart. And there wasn't anything that was going to happen that was going to prevent her from calling the show or being on the radio.
Benny and I realize that now. You know, I mean, I think we get it now. But, you know, as you're talking about this, we know the law of probability in this show. So when you take spirituality out of the equation, which we rarely do this. But on that moment, you know, whenever we're dealing with the logic, the right and the left side of the brain, the heart, the intuition, the odds of having somebody from North Seattle be the first caller in the show is very, very rare for this show. It is. You know, I mean, not that we don't have people from North Seattle, but to be the very first call, and we had other callers as well call in behind you, that wouldn't be anything anybody could really predict except you, right?
And I never met her before.
And I just want to be really clear about that. So explain what it is. And now the other thing that I want to say, the second thing is, when the gemstone appeared, I was struck by one thing in particular. And again, I got to see this with you again later on. Many people say that the trickery, as you referred to,
right,
happens in a lot of different ways, that a lot of things come from the stomach and blah, blah, blah. Look, if you ever bring anything up from the stomach, I will tell you that when it comes out of your mouth, it is very, very wet. This gemstone appeared on the counter here that day as dry as a bone.
And that's because the vortex is, even though it looks kind of fluidy, it's dry. There is no substance to it. So when it comes through, it will be dry.
Even if you would have had something in your mouth for 10 minutes, it wouldn't have come through dry.
Right.
Right. So you know, this is today, it's to honor you, Lori, and tell everybody what the stone is.
Well, this is a ruby. It's around 20 carats or so. And what it's for is Lori here has a path that she's been looking at her whole life. It's been there since childhood. Where you feel like you are missing something, like you knew you were here for a purpose, something bigger than you, something connected to an undescribable force. And this gemstone is to help connect you to this energy. You have abilities to heal people. Now, when I say that, it's not like you're going to put your hand on somebody and say you're healed. Because obviously the people, the only way to heal someone is heal the self. But you'd be like a guidance, a facilitator, a vehicle for the divine energies to come through to be used. But in that process, you're also creating a vibration within yourself to heal your heart, the sadness, to let that energy out, to feel that you do have a purpose, that you do belong on this earth, that you have a right to exist as with everybody else. And that what you have to offer is very beautiful, and it's bigger than all of us.
Mm.
And that's connecting to another soul and giving them hope.
Well, when we come back from break, Michael, you're going to actually speak with Lori and give her some direct messages from the masters. This is very exciting. Michael's joining us here today. When we come back, we'll also let you know how you can connect with him as well. But part of what happened in the studio last time was also immersed with some very specific instructions, as I like to think about them, for you, Lori. And then we'll get your response. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and this incredible, you know, show, Healing with Michael and the Ascension Foundation. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Kimberly, we will be taking your call in a minute. Just give us a few minutes here to finish up. For those of you out there that also want to connect and have a reading with Michael, I guess this would be a really good time to let you know how to do that. You can give us a shout at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. That's right here, toll-free. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be getting to your calls later on in this segment and throughout the rest of the show. But if you do want to call in and connect and find out what the masters have to say to you, you're going to want to do that quickly, because these lines, as Kimberly will tell you, she got right in here right at the top. They will fill up. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free into the Dr. Pat Show. If you cannot call in and you still want to get your question in here, you can ask us a question on our instant feedback system, which is kind of cool, by going to the drpatshow.com, drpatlive.com, and or on the right-hand side, ask your question. The other thing that you could do is go to transformationtalkradio.com. Same thing, right-hand side, ask your question. Brian will be picking up the phones that are calling in as we speak. Michael, thank you for joining us here today. Now, as we were saying, Lori, and Michael wanted to wait to today to make sure that you get the message directly from him.
Wonderful.
About what the Ascended Masters are saying to you and why that show was so very special and why you were selected for that.
The major message that's coming from Master Jesus, that's not necessarily connected to the stone, but it's to remind you every time you look at the gemstone, it reminds you of this message. And that is, this moment in your life is what you have always been waiting for. Not to get the gemstone, but the direction that you're going to be headed to a purpose. A lot of people want to know, what's my purpose here? Why am I here? Is it to serve coffee or be on the football
team? I used to
sell
hot dogs. And at the time, I loved that purpose.
You know, and you're going to receive that answer. And in most of your life, you already kind of knew what it was, but for whatever reason, it was like, nah, you know, you didn't listen or you didn't pay attention to what was going on in here. Well, this is definitely going to activate this heart chakra, okay?
Wonderful.
And you're going to start meeting people that will help you connect to this. You're also going to start meeting people that are going to be drawn to you for help. You're going to be a force in the community of spiritual individuals that go out and help people do healing work, speaking, writing a book on the process that you'll create. And it's how to give the process that I'm being told is connected to giving a direction to the feminine energy, a connection to its empowerment. And once that happened, that could be with a man too, because we are a duality. We both have male and female in each and every one of us.
Yes.
So you're creating that connection, and when that connection connects, they see the bigger picture. It's like a light going on. Oh, I get it. Okay. And we start moving forward instead of worrying about all this other stuff that's going on in our lives that holds us down or holds us back. the other part of this is for you to start letting go, to release the pains, the sadness that you're holding in here, and even down in this area, to help give you some strength, more of a motivation. It'll also help align your spine, not on a medical point of view, but on a spirit point of view, to create flow. If you're experiencing dizziness, headaches, and things like that, waking up irritable and your eyes are always blurry at first, that's lack of energy. It's not flowing through that area of the body. And so that will help open up that as well. Later on, in about 2 years, this gemstone is going to remind you of a place that you've always wanted to go, and you're going to go there. I'm not being told of that place, but when I felt that, the first thing that came to my mind was Italy. So
good.
You know, that would be where you would go. And it's just a wonderful thing. And Jesus wants you to know, and this is what you would expect really to hear, but he loves you. He loves everybody, even those that do not believe that he was who he was. Because there is no ego and there is no issues on a negative side that's connected to this individual. What he would like us to do, or what he would like to see in us, is for us to believe in ourselves and to believe in each other. And that's an intricate part of your path, is being a player to help that occur.
Mm. That sounds wonderful.
What do you think of all that?
Oh, I think it sounds wonderful. I love the idea of being a strong force in the spiritual and healing area. And I love feminine energy. I think it's very needed in our culture. And I mean, I would love for this to all come, the path to all fall, you know, me to follow that path. I would love that.
Mm. And the path is there. You know, all you got to do is put that one first step.
Yes.
You know, and that gemstone will help you with that. But I do want to tell you, the gemstone itself really isn't what is connecting Lori to the path. It is Lori herself. Just a reminder.
Yes. Yeah, it is, yes, a reminder. I mean, you know, and I experienced that with mine.
All your listeners out there,
mm-hmm,
you know, they don't need anything,
right,
but themselves.
But we do need to be reminded. I mean, as many times as I get on air and I talk and I interview a lot of people, I'm very human. I am probably more human than the listeners actually think I am.
And you're unique.
Benny would say that for sure. But I'm somebody that has gotten on this path at a later point in time in my life. And it was through an illness that directed me in this way. And, you know, a lot of this for me is the illness being a gift, and I didn't really think so. But I would have never been on this path. I would have never continued with the show. It was the only thing I could physically do in my life was to do this radio show. I couldn't go get a traditional job because I couldn't stand up some days. So it's kind of interesting how the universe does this for us. And sometimes, and this is what I'm learning these days, Lori, is there are things in front of us, and all we need to do is expect these miracles to happen. Not once in a while, but all the time. They're in front of us all the time. And sometimes our left brain looks at things. For example, I'll be starting a nighttime show 10 to midnight, Monday through Friday, here and on WBLQ. And the logic of that made no sense. None. It didn't even start out that way. You know, we were looking at it, made no sense. But then I became open to it, and now the idea started. I mean, imagine doing a show that late at night that brings in international speakers or anybody else that wants to be up that late. But But imagine that. Imagine that 11 o'clock at 9 here is like the morning in Sydney, Australia. Mm-hmm. Who thought? Mm-hmm. So part of what we're going to talk about, we're going to take all of your calls when we come back. But before we do, I'd love for you to mention the upcoming event, because I got to experience one of these events. And I actually couldn't really talk about it till weeks later. And when I was in front of Linda, who's very safe for me, and I was explaining every moment of it. Now, you're getting ready to do another event, and I would love for you to share what that is, and we'll give out some information. We actually are going to give away two tickets today to perhaps one of the people that's already called in.
Okay. This event that we're doing is an attempt to bring through 1,000 of these apport objects through my physical body. With the angelic realm is also going to offer gifts. The master teachers are going to offer gifts. And every person that shows up, if this is successful, will receive, a gift, one of these objects. And they're not always gemstones. Sometimes they're silver and gold coins. Sometimes they're watches. Sometimes they're, cubichon cut,
right,
agate, whatever. Just depends on what's needed for the individual. The unique situation here is this has never been done before. There has been other transphysical phenomena mediums in the past. Wonderful. Very talented ones. But bringing through that many objects through the physical body is not an easy thing to do and is very rare to see because it's never happened before. But the purpose of it is to give everybody kind of a wake-up call. Hey, we're here, the masters. And it's going to stimulate something in everybody, whatever that may be, whatever that is. But it will do that. And the biggest purpose of this whole event is that of healing.
Mm-hmm.
To help people connect to their own healing. To see if this is possible, so is that. I don't have my glasses, so if you would.
Yeah, let's tell folks how they can find out more about this event. First of all, let's give you the date. The date of the event is February 1st. Special event, 1,000 Jewels from Heaven. And, it's going to be at Camp Edgewood, right, in Milton, Washington, right? Okay. So what's the best way for people to register for this?
It'll be online on the Michael Shane website. There is a box there for you to reserve a spot.
So they should go to michaelshane.com. And it's MYCHAEL. Shane.com. Want to get that clear for everybody. Go to the website, michaelshane.com, M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Go there. Or you can call toll-free, 800-508-6437. I know that these seats are limited because the way that Michael does this is pretty, pretty incredible. So you want to just go ahead and sign up early. And later on in the show, I will describe my experience. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Kimberly, you're going to be right up. We're going to get to a bunch of other people here that have called in and the instant messages coming in. You're going to be busy, Michael. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk
Radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Michael Shane joining us here today. I refer to him as Michael. We're going to make sure you have lots of information, but the phone lines are all lit up. I've got instant messages coming in here, so we're going to make sure we get to everybody here today. Mr. Benny, I'm going to turn this over to you. How would you like to roll here?
All right, let's start things off with Kimberly calling in from West Palm Beach. Thanks for holding, and she wants to know if she has any higher powers.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hey, man.
That's an honor.
You have been on this line since the beginning of the show. You were, like, dialed in, like, before we even did the intro. So let's get to you right away. What's your question for Michael? Michael?
Go ahead.
Well, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call. I wanted to know, I feel like it's such a miraculous time in my life, right? And so I wanted to know because I connect with a lot of Ascended Masters all the time, and a lot of the archangels. And I was curious to know, though, because I know sometimes there are specific ones that may come forth in different times of your life for different reasons. And I wanted to know if there were specific archangels or specific ascended masters that were more connected to me right at this point in my life than others would be.
Right now, you have two ascended masters that have been focused on you right now in your life. One is Jesus, and the other is Saint Germain. Saint Germain, he works with finances, money, and so forth, and how to utilize power without utilizing it, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And then Master Jesus is to help with the healing of the heart and giving strength and connection to the feminine power. The archangel right now that's connected to you is Archangel Michael and the Archangel Hope. Archangel Michael basically signifies that you're in battle mode. Do you understand that meaning?
I do, yes.
And he's there to help you and guide you through that. And it's all good. It's all good stuff. Hope is to help you with grounding. You don't want to get too far out there. You want to ground yourself every once in a while and remind yourself of your path and the things that you're trying to accomplish in your life right now. A lot of exciting things should be happening for you at this moment.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Wonderful. wonderful. Wow, I connect with all of that so much, and I kind of knew it. But I had never heard of Archangel Hope, so that's new to me, but I'm
You can
I'm
look her up
that.
on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Oh, I will. I'm a big looker-upper, so definitely I will. And then I'm sure I can find out more about St. Germain. I have been calling on St. Germain, but I am not actually that familiar with him, so I'm sure I can look him up as well.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, so, oh, wow.
So
Thank you.
Yeah, that's, Kimberly, that's pulling you to do something in 2012. What are you going to do with this information, if I might ask?
Well, you know what? I wanted to say, Dr. Pat, really quickly, that first of all, you don't know this, but you have been such an inspiration to me because for so many years, I never had a gauge or measurement of the level of success or the way that I wanted to inspire people. And I started a little online radio show because of you. And so you just listening to you, it has been such an inspiration to me, and it's helped me to define exactly how I want to serve. And that's huge for me. So I wanted to say thank you to you for that.
Mm. Kimberly, thank you so much. And you've heard me say this. You guys inspire me. And I'm so, so grateful for the life that you decided to say yes to. And there's many, many, many more miracles to come your way. So thank you for your kind words, and thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you for taking the call, and thank you, Michael.
You are very welcome, and enjoy 2012.
I have a comment to make about 2012 later. It's going to shock the listeners. Benny.
Yes, let's take now Beth from Linwood.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm better today, actually.
You're better? How could you be better? You were like absolutely epic yesterday.
I was. So yesterday was a good day.
So you're like super duper epic today.
Well, yesterday was an epic day, but it was a very strange day, so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, how can we help you here?
Well, 2011 for me was absolutely by far the darkest and most traumatic year of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was epic, I guess is the word to use for that. I felt like I was living in a cave, a black cave for that year, and I let myself be there because I knew that's where I needed to be, and am now feel myself absolutely shifting out of that and back into the light again. But I really am at a place in my life that is like a start over place in almost every area of my life. It's kind of interesting, whether that be relationship, work. I mean, I really have not been involved in life much in the last year. So my question is, I feel like a baby just starting out, and I kind of know what I want to do, but I'm not quite sure how to, I don't even know the question. I'm just starting all over.
I love this. So what I hear you saying, and Michael's going to jump in, what I hear you saying is not only have you cleared your plate of any debris, but you now are open with beginner's mind, and you have a beautiful, beautiful, clear canvas now to paint, right?
A nice way to put it, yeah.
All right, Michael.
Well, obviously, 2011 was a cleansing process to take out the old for the new to manifest in 2012, which is basically the energy of the feminine age. And that strength will come out at 100 to 1,000 to a million fold through individuals upon this planet. And that's what's happening to you. Now that this is already integrated and you've let loose of the things that you need to let go of, now you're like, okay, now what? What do I do now? You feel like a child that's been taken out of the playpen to run free in the living room. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Huh?
And so the important thing that's happening now is you're starting to connect to, you do know what it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
I don't
really need any kind of affirmation or recognition or anything of that nature because you're going to do it. And that's basically to open your power to help people in whatever way you deem is necessary for the individuals that come into your life. I mean, it could be, reach down and help them carry their groceries, anything.
Right.
But it's going to be more intricate than that, more detailed, and you'll be a force. You know, this is interesting because people, for instance, Lori that's sitting next to me, there's not a following either. There's a movement of like-minded and like-heart people that are connecting to this energy to move forward in their lives with a force to be reckoned with.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you're at right now. You're going to find 2012 to be the integration of all of that, and in 2013 where you're just flying along, enjoying life, helping others, helping yourself. I'm being told by Saint Germain also letting go and healing of the old wounds.
Yeah, most definitely. Big wounds, big wounds.
And your health. You've got to keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Be one.
Okay.
Period.
Mm.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, got it.
Got
okay,
it?
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, Mr. Benny, we're actually going to skip a break and we're going to keep going because we've got people waiting.
You had a gemstone thing you wanted to do.
To talk about my gemstone? I'd like to talk about it, but let's get a couple more calls in here, and okay. I think I'll wrap up with that.
Barbara from Seattle has joined us.
Hey, Barbara. Welcome to the show. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Barbara. Hey, Barbara, you need to turn off your radio there. I think you're getting our...
Barbara, you're just hearing me
delay
like that.
There.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
Okay, Barbara, what can we do for you today?
I've been in a relationship for a few years. I think we kind of came together to help each other through some tough times. And I'm beginning to feel like I need to break loose. I'm not sure. I'm trying to be 100% independent, and I'm not sure if I can do that yet, and I'm not sure if there's going to be somebody else out there.
Well, there's a master teacher by the name of Lady Nada. And if you want to know a little bit more about her, you can look her up on the internet. She's actually my spirit guide, Bobby. That's who I call Bobby. What she's telling me is, to encourage the relationship. The masters will always encourage a relationship. There's always hope. You're going through some changes as far as your life is concerned. You're starting to question things. You're wondering whether or not you're tired of giving and not receiving. But you could receive still and have the same outcome and feelings you're having right now. You're in a relationship with an individual. That relationship can grow into a very loving, beautiful relationship beyond where it's at now. You can feel confident within yourself that relationship within yourself can also grow and build into something beautiful. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So the person that may be out there that you think you might be missing out on is the person that you really are.
Mm.
Okay? There isn't another entity, it's you. And you can take that energy and strengthen and build and grow upon the relationship you're in now in divine order, and it'll be beautiful.
Mm. And this, Michael, just to clarify, this is something that Barbara can do independently of whoever she's with.
Yes.
I mean, the growth we're talking about is not growing in conjunction or attachment to a person.
Correct.
It's a personal growth within.
Right.
So she can personally grow the relationship without a reciprocal response.
Right, by growing her relationship with herself.
Right. Barbara, you got that?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for calling in. Now, I have a few instant messages I'd really like to get to, and then we'll hit the phones. Vicki has sent us an email from Renton. Actually, Vicki has sent two messages, and I got to try to get these out without crying. But I'll get the first one out. And so she was one of the first to send us a message earlier today, and she says, I am expecting miracles this year. Are my feelings in alignment with the truth? But then I want to read the message she just sent Reese a few minutes ago. She said, I submitted a question earlier without even getting an answer from Michael. I am in tears with gratitude. So the question is about expecting miracles. Is she in alignment with the truth?
That is a big yes from four different entities.
Mm. Mm. And
her knowledge is the epitome of truth.
And guess what? Tears of gratitude. You know, she's in tears with gratitude. Gratitude is one of the highest vibrations I think any of us can have. And so there is, don't you think, Michael? I mean, that's what just happened here is miraculous in itself. So to answer your question, Vicki, yeah, expect miracles this year.
And then some.
And then some. I love it. How about we hit the phones?
All right. Sounds like a plan. We'll go back. And Jaylene has joined us from Bothell.
Hey, Jaylene. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Yeah. All these questions and answers that I've been so far are just kind of like relating to everything I want to ask. However, I guess the main thing is, where does Spirit want to take me this year, for one thing? And then who in the heck is my dog barking and staring at and in my house?
All right.
He does it almost every night.
Oh, Michael, that's for you.
There is a grandfather that's there.
Ah.
Mother's side of the family, I believe.
Ah, no. okay.
And that's who your dog sees him, barks at him.
Oh, okay.
And not because the dog doesn't like him. It's just he's there.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to know who it was.
So
yeah.
What do you think about that? What do you think about the grandfather visit? Is that you said no like that when Michael said that. What was your thought on that?
Oh, well, because I only had one grandfather that I knew, and so this person was very stern and very, you know, you girls must do this and this and this. And so he wasn't a real friendly grandfather.
Yeah.
He wanted to tell you what to do all the time. So it just is very interesting that he would be here, like, to guide me and give me information now.
Yeah.
It's just. Yeah.
Well, he's still trying to tell you. Look it. So is this is this the kind of grandfather that said, do the laundry? Or is this the kind of grandfather that said, girls, you need to shoot higher in your life?
Oh, no. Do the laundry.
Okay. So when you're thinking about this, right, Michael, this is about the day-to-day grandfather. So you don't need to disclose your life right now to us. Right?
Right.
But he could be talking to me because you know what? I need to do the laundry.
Okay,
Michael.
And I'm being told that he's not even there for that reason.
Right, right.
He's just there to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And maybe Bobby's telling me and to hassle your dog.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks, Jaylene. Thank you. All right, Benny. One more on the phones.
Yeah, we have one more. I think we have time for Cindy from Mount Shasta, California.
One of the most beautiful places that we have in this country. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
How can we help you today?
Yes, I've got a couple of big questions. The first one is my daughter has been single for a long time. She's got a 9 and 11-year-old, and she just is wondering, is the, you know, the world going to bring her a man, or we're just kind of new into this psychic thing, and she, you know, does this? Is there even a person? Or is she going to be like a single mother her whole life?
Well, let me address that.
What her future holds for her job?
No, the world is not going to bring a relationship to her. She's going to bring the relationship to her. The issue is that she's not looking high enough in the ladder for the individual that would be very conducive to her and your children. she's, we can look at it, well, your children might be the reason why guys are hanging out or not hanging out with her. But what she needs to do, from what I'm being told, is to lift her level of expectations. When she lifts her level of expectations, she will bring the right person into her life that will be very beautiful towards your children or her children. And there is a marriage in that potential, that the children will be treated, because that's the part that has to be most looked upon as being important, is that the children are being taken care of. And they will be. It's just a matter of raising the expectations, looking at higher levels, and believing in oneself. And right now she's having a little bit of a hard time believing in herself.
Mm. Wow.
So she meditates on the violet flame, goes for walks with her children, and does things with them that she may put off, but don't put off anymore. She will meet somebody. And the children, and it won't be like, well, I have two children.
Yeah.
You know, and the kind of guy that she would want is the kind of guy that's waiting for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one that loves children and loves her. And he is there.
Okay, Cindy, you got that?
Well, does he have children, this man?
I believe one boy.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then my, I was going to ask about my son.
Mm-hmm.
He is 31 and has never gotten married, and he's like really wanting a relationship with somebody bad.
He has some issues that needs to be dealt with first before he goes into that level of his life.
Do that.
Yeah. There's some sadness in his life.
There.
Excuse me?
There is. You're correct.
And he's got to focus on that sadness and heal it and let it go.
Yeah.
And once he lets that go, he'll have more of a spark in his eyes, and that will attract the woman of his dreams.
Because sadness attracts sadness.
Right.
In a lot of ways. Right.
It does.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect, Cindy. Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Do you think he's going to get a woman?
Once he lets go of the sadness.
Is he going to have kids?
It all starts with the sadness.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to put one foot in front of the other. All right, everybody. Vicki and Renton, I want to gift you two tickets to the upcoming workshop February 1st. You're the winner of our two tickets. Now, what you need to do is, just like you've been instant messaging me, what I'm going to need is your address and your full name. I'm going to give you two ways to do it. You can send your information same way you've been sending your messages, or you can send me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com. Kathleen and Everett, I would like to gift you the T-shirt, and here's the comment from Kathleen. Amazing show. The whole show started me shaking while driving, so I'm hearing to ask what the masters are wanting me to know. And what I'll say, Kathleen, same with you. I need your full name and address.
To pull over and stop the shaking before she continues driving.
That's what
driving.
I was just going to say. Yeah, pull over! Okay. But Kathleen, Vicki, for both of you, I need your addresses and your full names. Michael, thank you for joining me here today. I got to experience the last event that you did in December, and I was shocked by it, by what happened. And I'm actually wanting to do a whole show with you on that. And there's lots more information. But part of that was this beautiful, beautiful ruby that showed up from Master Jesus. But I was so shocked. I didn't hear a word of what you said or what that was for, because I was pretty speechless. You want to share a little bit of that? And I actually wanted to wait to the show to have you reveal that.
Well, I'm going to have to do some research and talk with Master Jesus on that.
Okay,
because
thank you.
When I are giving out the messages, it's not really me giving the messages out.
So I don't think it was me standing there either, to be honest with you.
So I don't have the message yet that was given. What I'm being told now, however, is part of this was a thank you from Master Jesus for all you do to touch people's lives.
Mm.
You're a rarity, and you do it with the kindness of your heart without the expectation of what you will get out of it. You're doing it for people for the right reasons, and the masters are around you because of that.
Mm.
And your success in this life is going to only get and can only get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that success isn't always connected to the monetary value or what you receive. It's the success of being where you are meant to be, and that's where you're at.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Lori, thank you.
Thank you
for joining us. Benny, thank you. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning us in and turning us on. To register for the upcoming event February 1st, please call 1-800-508-6437. That is the Thousand Jewels from Heaven event. Or go to Michael's website, www.michaelshane.com. And Michael is MYCHAELShane.com. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.